Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood called Turning Documents into AI Ready Knowledge, a Practical Workflow.
And if that title sounds a bit dry, stick with us. The problem it solves is something most business owners feel every day and just haven't named yet.
The core argument Brett makes is this: most businesses already own the knowledge they need. It's just trapped in PDFs, old emails, folders nobody can search, documents written years ago by someone who no longer works there.
And that's the problem. You hand a chatbot a 200-page handbook, and it reads the whole thing. But it'll also quote a policy you scrapped 3 years ago just as confidently as the current one.
Right. Brett puts it well. Think about where your team actually goes when they need to answer a tricky question. A refund policy, a supplier term, a safety procedure.
And the honest answer for most businesses is they go and ask Sharon. And if Sharon's on holiday, they guess.
That's the line that stays with you. If that's your situation, you don't have an AI problem, you have a knowledge problem. AI just makes it visible.
So what does AI-ready knowledge actually look like? Because I think people assume this involves some complete tech overhaul.
Brett uses a great image, a junk drawer versus a filing cabinet. Both hold the same things, but the filing cabinet is labeled, dated, and findable in seconds. That's what you're building.
And when it's done right, three things become true, according to the article. The AI answers from your material, not the open internet. It cites where each answer came from, so you can check it. And when it genuinely doesn't know, it says so.
That last one matters most. An AI that admits it doesn't know is safe to put in front of a customer. An AI that invents things is a liability.
So how do you actually get there? Brett lays out a six-step workflow.
Gather, clean, structure, tag, load, check. Start with gather. Pull together the documents your team reaches for week in, week out. Not everything. Brett's examples, a property management company starts with tenancy rules and landlord guides. A tire business starts with fitment specs and warranty terms. Start where the pain is.
Clean is the unglamorous part. Old versions, duplicates, that file someone named Final V3. Scanned paper gets converted back into real text so the computer can actually read the words.
Structure means breaking long documents into self-contained chunks. One section, one idea. An AI works far better answering from a tidy two-paragraph piece than from a rambling 40-page file.
Tag is where you label each chunk with what it is, who it's for, and when it was last accurate, so the AI grabs the right answer and ignores the outdated version sitting right next to it.
Load it into a searchable store the AI draws from, then check. Ask it the real questions your team asks every day, and fix the gaps. Brett's clear that the check step is not one-off, it's a habit.
Okay, so where do most businesses actually fall down with this?
They try to do everything at once. The owner decides to get all the documents into AI, points at 15 years of shared drives, and the project quietly dies 3 months later under its own weight.
Which sounds very familiar.
The advice is to start with one painful question, the thing customers ask 40 times a week. Get the AI answering that one thing accurately with a citation, and you've got proof it works. Then widen it.
There's also a really important point in the article about who should be doing this work. It's not a tech job.
It's a knowledge job. The person who knows which document is current, which policy was quietly dropped last year, that person is worth more here than any developer. You need someone who knows the business in the room the whole way through.
What about keeping it accurate once it's live? Because I think that's where a lot of these things quietly fall apart.
You give it an owner and a rhythm. Knowledge rots. Prices change. Policies update. A knowledge base nobody maintains becomes wrong within months, and wrong is worse than nothing because people trust it.
How much maintenance are we actually talking?
Once a month, someone runs the real questions past it and flags anything off. Brett says 10 minutes, not 10 days. And in a well-built setup, when a document changes, the AI's copy changes as part of the same approval process. They never drift apart.
So what do you actually get out of all this?
Answers that used to live only in someone's head, available to everyone instantly, with the source attached. New staff get up to speed faster. customers get quicker, more consistent replies, and your best people stop being human search engines for the same questions over and over.
It augments the team, takes the lookup and repeat work off their plate so they can do the parts that actually need a person. Judgment, relationships, the awkward exception.
That's the whole point of doing it well.
One thing to do this week, pick one question your team gets asked repeatedly. Just find the document that should answer it. Don't do anything else yet, just find it. That's your starting point.
Read the full article at anabu.ai. Brett walks through the whole workflow in more detail than we've covered here. And if you'd like someone to look at your actual situation, there's a free AI audit at anabu.ai. No pressure, just a straight look at where your knowledge is hiding and what it would take to make it work for your business.
Worth a look.